Have news on an endorsement for Trump?
A big one indeed. Mitch McConnell, the Republican leader, endorsing Donald Trump, the presumptive nominee. Mark Murray here with me. Mitch McConnell, who just days ago, last week, I guess, said that he is going to step down as leader at the end of this year, but stay in the Senate, and recognizing that it is now Donald Trump's Republican Party. Behind the scenes, he's also mourning the death of his sister-in-law. It's been a very difficult time medically for him as well. But the reality is more political than medical. He would press on. That's the Mitch McConnell that we've covered for decades, you and I. How important is it for Donald Trump that Mitch McConnell, who had been really the holdout among the Republicans in the Senate, is now basically throwing in the towel?
Yeah, Andrea, it's really instructive on how the party starts to kind of come together, and even parts that aren't necessarily fans of former President Donald Trump, that with 8 months to go, that as time goes on and the sites become, this is going to be Joe Biden versus Donald Trump, how Republicans go back to their corners and Democrats go back into theirs. And when it comes to Mitch McConnell, do note that it's just not, he's not the only recent endorsement coming from the Senate side who's been kind of critical of Donald Trump. We saw John Thune do the exact same thing. And so I do think that that is a suggestion eventually about how Nikki Haley comes.
This is the primal scream of a dying regime. Pray for our enemies, because we're going medieval on these people. Houston's not got a free shot. All these networks lying about the people. The people have had a belly full of it. I know you don't like hearing that. I know you try to do everything in the world to stop that, but you're not going to stop it. It's going to happen.
And where do people like that go to share the big lie? MAGA Media. I wish, in my soul, I wish that any of these people had a conscience.
Ask yourself, what is my task and what is my purpose? If that answer is to save my country, this country will be saved.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
It's Wednesday, 6th March, year of our Lord, 2024, the morning after. Matt Boyle, my question to you is, this kind of like we're on the decks of the USS Missouri and they're signing surrender documents? You and I have worked on the joint project of Mitch McConnell for many, many years. Talk to me about when you hear that Mitch McConnell is going to, has not talked to Trump in 3.5 years, has not talked to the president in 3.5 years, when he comes out today, of all days, and says he's going to endorse, sir.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is a full surrender. This is like when Japan surrendered after the nuclear bombs in World War II. The Republican establishment is laying down their arms. They recognize Donald Trump will be the Republican nominee. Say they will support him in the general. And look, this is an important moment, right? Like, and, you know, Trump is completing again the takeover of the Republican Party, and the establishment is falling down. It's just the first major domino for this year. We have 7 months ahead of us until November the 5th we're entering the biggest fight of our lives. Look, Donald Trump could pull off the greatest political comeback in the history of mankind by winning in November. I've seen establishment Republican people like Frank Luntz talking about this, that you don't come back from the various impeachments that he's gone through. You don't come back from the post-January 6th stuff that happened. The political attacks that they've levied against him, I mean, all this lawfare that we're seeing play out. I mean, again, in normal political times, this would probably take out any one of these things would take out anyone else. But Donald Trump is a unique individual of our time. And I think that as we enter this general election fight, we've got to keep the focus up here. The election's not over yet. The big fight lay ahead, which is the Democrats in the general election. And there's a lot of good news that we can glean out of these primaries that have happened, particularly Super Tuesday, but also a week ago in Michigan. When we're looking forward to November, I think there's some very promising stuff happening in Michigan. There's some very promising stuff happening in Minnesota. In perhaps the biggest surprise of the year might be Virginia. Virginia went Republican with one exception, which was Lyndon Johnson, for 50 years until Barack Obama won it in 2008. And Republicans haven't won it in a presidential election since. But there are empty factories right now in Southwest Virginia that were supposed to be making personal protective equipment in the wake of the pandemic here in the United States that are sitting there producing nothing. Thousands of jobs that should have been made that Joe Biden screwed up. Donald Trump needs to go to those factories. He needs to go speak to these people who should be working and should have good paying jobs in America, but don't because Joe Biden is the president. Right. So now's not the time to hit the brakes or to slow down. Now's the time to hit the accelerator, to hit the gas pedal, pedal to the metal all the way through on this working class stuff. Donald Trump should be in East Palestine all the time. Right. He should be going out there and talking to these working class folks all around America, zoning in on the trade deals and zoning in on the immigration that has cost American workers jobs. Just because the Republican establishment is surrendering at this point is not the time to lay off, right? Like, now's the time to drive through and to really finish and bring that message home, because that's how he wins in November. That's how he defeats Joe Biden, just like he defeated Hillary Clinton in 2016 by, again, aggressively leaning into this stuff even after the primaries. Now's the time to do it even more so in 2024 after the primaries.
Before I let you go, one last thing. Biden said, you know, yesterday he thought the anti-democracy thing helped him in the 22 midterm. They're not really going to run on record. They're going to run on attacking Trump and his followers. And they talked about, and I think Mike Allen today at Axios announced that they're about to unleash an what they call an avalanche of cash, because everybody knows the Trump campaign has limited resources. The RNC has none. We're really doing this on a wing and a prayer. They're going to hit him with an avalanche of cash. Biden's already gotten $250 million pre-buy for the fall, TV, radio, digital. Your thoughts, Matt, about the difference in, I know we were outgunned in 16, but right now with Biden and controlling the apparatus and controlling the administrative state and the deep state, he's going to have a massive monetary difference. What's your assessment of that? Because that they're leaning into that. That's what's going to save them is money.
Yeah, by the way, that's not going to get much better for Trump, even as we turn the page to the general election. You'll see a little bit of improvement in that regard, in that you'll see joint fundraising agreements. Like, the RNC is going to get taken over by Lara Trump and Michael Wadley on Friday, it looks like. I think that will formally happen, that we'll see new leadership at the RNC. They'll do joint fundraising agreements along with the other party committees and the state parties and whatnot around the country. That'll allow big donors to give bigger chunks of cash to the effort to elect Trump in November. But look, at the end of the day, the Democrats are always going to have more money. Hollywood's always going to come in for them. You're always going to have the big media behind them. The way you beat them is you go around them, right? Like, you don't try to do what they do better than them, right? Like, we try to do what we do, which is different, right? Like, go out there and talk to the working class people. That's why I'm saying Donald Trump should park his campaign, and the candidate and all of their surrogates should be going out there to the hills and hollers, into these places where the working class people are at, and go make sure they turn out. Go talk to white working class folks. Go talk to, as well, college educated folks, right? If you peel off a little bit of those folks by talking about immigration numbers and the economic impacts of immigration, I think that those people can be won back very quickly by Trump, by talking about the trade deals and immigration's impacts economically on American workers. Again, now is not the time to appease the establishment Republicans. Now is the time to finish them off and to go in hardcore, as populist nationalist as you possibly can, all across the country.
Beautiful. Great hit. Brother, thank you so much for doing this. I know the day after is a nightmare for you, given all the coverage you guys have. Matt Boyle, national political editor at Breitbart News and the single best coverage of President Trump and the MAGA movement from a political perspective. Matt, where do people go to get all your writings at Breitbart? And that's right, you're off social media since your boss told you that. What has it been now? We're 7 years. 7 years you've been off.
8 years now. So it's been 8 years since that. But no, I'm on True Social at Real Matt Boyle on True Social. And then also just go to Breitbart.com. You'll see all of our stuff up there. Our whole team is working hard, and I'm very proud of all of our reporters at Breitbart.
No, fantastic coverage. Matt, tell her Ray hi. Great job. Great to have you on here. Audience loved it. See you later. Fantastic.
Yep. Sure.
I want to introduce Kay Daly's with us now, one of the rising stars in talk radio. Kay, can you give us your assessment of last night? What is from a you're kind of a grassroots person, one of these rising voices. Give me your take on things.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. You know, it's interesting. Mitch McConnell, the latest news, very, very interesting. The dweeb, the guy that you wanted stuffed in a locker in middle school. That's what he feels like to me every time he gets up to a podium. But I, you know, he's been in office since I was in high school and he can't finish a sentence. And so I was kind of hoping he'd actually resign completely, but I don't think that's going to happen. And so, of course, he was the same guy who told us that Trump would go off script and he didn't like it so much. And so, you know, he's shown us his true colors this whole entire time. The fact that he stayed in office is very bizarre. But we go to Super Tuesday. Texas was interesting because there was a lot of infighting. And I'm actually glad that we still have infighting in this land because it means somebody in the room is standing up for some liberty. I think the founders would have appreciated that. I think when you're in lockstep inside of a party in this two-tiered party system, I think that you're going to find that somebody is probably not standing up for liberty in that case, because in lockstep, good little communist countries, that's what they're all about. And good little communists go in lockstep. So I actually like the infighting. I actually liked to see that in Texas. With Nikki Haley, that was an interesting one because she only won two states, which was so pathetic. And on top of that, only by over just 3,000 votes. That was it. I mean, there was a headline yesterday, Steve, that said, "Is it the end of the road for Nikki Haley?" And I'm like, "You think?" Yes, it's the end of the road. My gosh, she's like our combination of Marianne and Kamala. She's like the schmuck that will get into the ring knowing that this was like the most boring night last night. We all knew who was going to come out. It was like watching the Olympics with one country competing. That's what it felt like to me. And I thought, this is ridiculous. That this is like this.
What did you think when she came out this morning? It was a 4 minute I'm suspending my campaign, but she did not endorse President Trump. What's your take on that?
She's not going to. She's a party puppet. She always has been, always will be. I mean, my gosh, she was endorsed by Mitt. My state's the one that gave everybody Mitt, so I have to apologize for that. I wouldn't have voted for him, but my state did. And, you know, when you're endorsed by Mitt, it's like being endorsed by the communist countries. It's just like being, it's like Biden getting the communism endorsement. So same kind of thing. She's been a party puppet all along. I've watched her career. And you know what? She is the gal that did not call out and say it was not an insurrection when she could have. She was the person that threw Trump under the bus. And she has done this again and again and again, except when she wanted to be with the UN. Then she didn't. Then she was his best friend. So that kind of loyalty, I don't like that. But she's a party puppet. She's a party rat. She always has been. And I hope people are seeing her true colors in this, and that she's the schmuck that will get inside the ring knowing who's the clear winner. I mean, honestly, it was like watching the Olympic Games with one country. I mean, it was like, did anyone actually even doubt what the outcome was going to be last night?
Right.
They were telling us a year and a half ago it would be Biden and Trump.
Tell me about your listeners, your audience. What is top of their mind when you take callers or you hear the feedback? What is the top of their mind of your audience?
You know, I think one of the bold questions to ask is, we know that the races are fixed. We know why. And I think that the audience is honestly asking, what's going on here? It's a little too quiet. It's a little too just strange, right? It kind of feels like 2020 when there wasn't a whole lot of action going on and you thought, what's happening up to the lead up of, say, the 2024 election? We haven't changed anything in our voting machines. And so if you know it's rigged, why are we in this situation again? Why is Trump even running if he knows it's rigged? But here's the deal, though. I like Trump, and I think that I think Trump is actually going to be in office. I really do. I also think that we need to look at what happened yesterday, Super Tuesday. Super Tuesday has a really curious history. My audience loves the history, right? We go down the road of history for context. And the media yesterday was telling us in 1980.
Hang on one second. We're going to get to all that. We're going to take a short break. Kate Daly on the other side is going to join us from Utah, one of the rising stars in talk radio. Got some more. Texas is going to be here. Short break. Back in the warm in a moment.
As we head toward a presidential election in November, one thing you can be sure of, 2024 will be a tumultuous year like no other. How will your hard-earned savings fare during this year? You're already seeing the impacts of inflation at the pump, the grocery store. The dollar continues to lose buying power quicker than your wages can increase. How are you protecting your savings? Consider diversifying with gold from Birch Gold Group. For decades, gold has been the choice of investors and central banks to hedge against inflation. Now you can own it in a tax-sheltered IRA with the help of Birch Gold. Just text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898. Birch Gold will send you a free info kit on gold. They'll help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into an IRA in gold. And the best part, you don't have to pay a penny out of pocket. With an A-plus rating, with the Better Business Bureau, thousands of satisfied customers, you can trust Birch Gold. Text Bannon to 989898 to claim your free info kit. That's Bannon to 989898. And secure your savings now. Take action. Text Bannon at 989898. Action, action, action.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
So, Kate, does your audience, I mean, we got a lot of momentum coming out of this Super Tuesday. Does your audience think enough's been done to secure the election? Are they still concerned about a potential steal?
Oh, yeah. We haven't done anything in the counties, over 3,000 counties that make up the landmass called America. We have not done anything. So we have not. What are we doing? Sprinkling magic dust and hoping everything's going to work out OK and hoping that that the results are going to be there. And they're not. We haven't done anything. You know, Super Tuesday started because they wanted to influence heavier. The two-party system wanted to have more influence. And it started in 68 when somebody was nominated that wasn't even running in the primaries. And so that was Humphrey. And so what happened was right before that, it was kind of an interesting thing. I actually kind of lined up two scenarios, and we had the invention of the punch card right before this brouhaha in 1968 in Chicago. And then all of a sudden we had this will of the party system to basically go out and make sure and influence heavier and have more control over who was elected. Okay. Then in 88, which is what the media is going to tell you when it started, but it didn't, started in 68. In 88, we had the electronic voting come in, which was really interesting again, because there was a new commission put out by Bush, a new commission that was looking into how are we going to really, you know, get things rolling in the electronic avenues of this. And so it was kind of a strange lineup, if you will, of coincidences. I'm not a coincidence theorist. I don't think that everything's a coincidence. Lefties do, but I don't. And so I was looking at this timeline kind of matching up and thinking, why did they have to influence so heavy on a Super Tuesday? Why did they have to move the dates up and influence? And that was because they wanted tighter control. They thought they might lose control. So yep. We kind of have to look at that. Yep. But also, we haven't done anything about election fraud. What are we doing? Nothing. It's a problem.
Kate, where do people get? Where do people go to find your show? You're one of the rising stars in this business. I want to make sure everybody gets access to your content. Where do they go?
You bet. KateDalyRadio.com. KateDalyRadio.com, and all the podcasts are there. I'm on every day, several hours a day. And it's really fun to go back in history and have that context, and then also really look at things objectively and ask more questions. That's what we need to do. We also need to get ready. We need to shore ourselves up and get ready. back what you have with gold and silver. Also, make sure that we're ready for what's being hurled at us, because they want chaos to come from that. And so I'm kind of getting ready for 2024. What's coming down the pike? We got to get ready. We do.
Hey, man, you're a dead spot on. And I got to tell you, the only way they're going to take it now is steal it. Can't beat him. You can tell that. Look at the numbers. Look at the crosstabs. It's incredible. Yeah. Kate, thank you. By the way, Kate, what's your social media? Where do people follow you on social media?
Absolutely. The Kate Daly Show on Facebook and, of course, on Twitter. Where I'm also on Rumble, and they can watch the show there every day. And I really love your work, Steve. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
No, thank you. I love your show. Keep it up.
You bet.
She's 100% correct. She's 100% correct. You got to get on top of this. This is why, you know, the New York Times has spotted. We've seen work done behind the scenes, but I think we need a council of war. We need to bring that forward so people start to feel comfortable that, you know, you're not going to be able to outvote the steal, outvote the rig, right? We're going to try, obviously. He's outside the margin of error right now. I mean, the momentum is incredible, particularly coming off last night. Absolutely incredible. And, you know, just absolutely amazing. But the thing we have to sort, this ability to steal it, because Mark Elias and these guys are working nonstop. And they're going to stop now that Lawfare has crumbled and crashed around them. They understand they just have one thing. Even the media bias and everything, the information warfare, it's not going to work. Not enough to save Biden and save this illegitimate regime, because it is illegitimate. We have to focus maniacally that under no circumstances anywhere can they steal this. Because if they steal it again, there's going to be issues, and that's incumbent upon us to do that. So we will make sure that we help in getting more organized. Lee Wamsgan, Patriot Mobile, the political side of it. Walk us through. You've been kind of one of the architects of this, working with General Paxton. Just walk us through what happened in Texas, because there's a lesson here, not as a huge victory in itself. This is the single biggest lesson we can take for the grassroots movement across the country, particularly in red states and in red congressional districts, where the voters are grassroots, the voters are red, right? The voters, it's the MAGA movement, it's President Trump's movement, it's the deplorables, yet the business interests and the establishment run things. So walk us through what happened.
Well, I think the first thing our Texas viewers need to know is all of the dark money thrown into races. I mean, we had $3 million thrown into a Texas congressional race by pro-Nikki Haley groups in the last minute. In Texas, what's really important, I think one of the biggest things that stands out is our Texas House Speaker, who has been criticized by conservative Christian Republicans. And I'll tell you, just give you 3 points. One is Democrat chairs. We had to launch a massive campaign to try to get him to stop appointing Democrat chairs. We didn't win that. We made some progress. We went from 13 Democrat chairs, which was almost 50% of our state committees. Okay. That was his previous session. We got him down to 8 for the last session. This is Dade Phelan appointing Democrat chairs in our Texas State House. Republicans work very hard in the state to elect Republicans to the State House, and we expect them to act like and vote like Republicans when they get to Austin. And fixing this Democrat chair problem is huge, but it's more than that. It's border security. Dade Phelan slow walked and killed the border security bill. You know, this group called, it's a nonpartisan group called Citizens for Renewing America. They wrote an amazing expose. I encourage everyone to go look at how the Texas speaker killed the border security bill. And that is on the Citizens for Renewing America website. And it walks through what happened behind the scenes. So the fact that Dade Phelan is now in a runoff against David Covey, if David Covey can beat him, it will be the first time since 1972 that a sitting speaker has been dethroned. And we are hoping that that happens in Texas. We had so many more wins across Texas. You know, you're talking about the Paxton effect. Paxton endorsed 37 Republicans, and these numbers are very early. But it's looking like seven of those won, seven of those are going into the primary runoff, and three are still too close to call. That's huge progress in Texas. I think the overall message for Texas is that we are sick and tired of it, and we're not going to take it anymore.
Lee, this is unbelievable. I just want to make sure the power of the grassroots in doing this. You're talking about all this dark money coming in. But if people unite, I mean, we showed up on Sunday on something you guys, you had put together with Paxton and Mitchell and others. But there were 1,000 people there on a Sunday afternoon in the enthusiasm. And as I was talking to people, the level of detail of their understanding of the issues before them blew me away. It's more impressive than you see here on Capitol Hill. What's your message? Because you're a grassroots person. What's your message to the grassroots?
So we have to, the Democrats are great at messaging and talking points. And we have been working very hard over the last 5 years to educate our citizenry. Because as you see with these dark money PACs, they throw these mailers out there and these television ads, and they say all kinds of crazy things. In Mitch's race, we went to bed last night thinking Mitch lost that race. And we woke up this morning, he got over 50%. He's 297 votes ahead. And I checked, and that district, which encompasses multiple counties, is showing only 165 mail-in ballots still outstanding. So I believe it's safe to call that race. It is very, very close, and the state hasn't officially called it. But that event that you came to, and thank you so much for coming. It was a huge motivator to get the people out. It was so fun. You know, we need to be joyful warriors, and it was certainly a joyful night. We had the wonderful Natasha Owens singing and pumping us up with positive messaging, and we need to do that more often in Texas. We need to get together, come together, talk about the facts. There were some really interesting speeches that night about what happened behind the scenes with the impeachment situation in the House, and how the people, very few people who voted against it, who are true conservatives of our House members, were called into a room and told they better vote for it. And their one question was the testimony, wow, was the testimony sworn testimony? And the answer was, we don't have to do that. And that was a great speech. It was very revealing to what really happens in the Austin Swamp. People don't believe me, but I say often the Austin Swamp is worse than the D.C. Swamp. And it's time for Texans to sort of, you know, pull up your bootstraps and get to work and fix Texas. Because if we lose Texas, that's 40 electoral votes. We'll never have another Republican president if we lose Texas.
Amen. Lee, where do they go to find out all your great work you guys are doing down there, social media, all of it?
So on the PAC side, and it is a separate legal entity, it's patriotmobileaction.com. We're going into a huge runoff with the speaker's race. We would love your contributions at patriotmobileaction.com. And if you want to support Patriot Mobile, patriotmobile.com, that is the side that donates to Patriot Mobile Action. We have a lot of donors outside of Patriot Mobile, but why not switch your phone service and support groups like Patriot Mobile Action and Gun Owners of America and this group that does this huge research to, you know, like the How the Texas Speaker Killed Border Security by Citizens for Renewing America. That's another organization that we support. We have got to get the facts out. We're doing better at it, but it takes money, and the left has unending money. So we appreciate your support. Your phone service can help that. You can donate directly to Patriot Mobile Action. And we thank you, Stephen, for coming out and supporting us Sunday night. It was a huge turnout, and you were so kind to do that for all of us.
No, honored to help the folks down in Texas. Great. You can't lose Texas. You lose Texas, you lose the country. Lee, thank you so much for coming on. Great. Fantastic.
Thank you, Steve.
What she's saying is that, you know, you don't vote every couple of years. You vote every day with your dollars. That's what's about this alternative economy. That's why Public Square, go to publicsquare.com today and find out about it. 50,000, I think, providers of goods and services. Publicsquare.com. The alternative economy is here. Back in a moment.
Who can you trust? Government leaders repeatedly fail us. Self-appointed experts have led us astray. Distrust in so-called authorities is spreading like a bad cold. We can't quite shake it. But you are not as powerless as they'd like you to believe. When there's no one to depend on, it's time to rely and depend on yourself. Not sure where to start? Well, try this. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. Grab a 4-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply for just $60 off. Think about that, $60 off right now. My Patriot Supply has helped millions of American families reach self-reliance. I want you to think about that. Reach self-reliance. These food kits offer meals, drinks, and snacks that provide over 2,000 calories every single day, sealed inside heavy-duty packaging that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and protect your future with as many kits as you need. These kits ship fast, free, and arrive in unmarked boxes. With My Patriot Supply, when you order by 3 p.m., your food kits will ship the same day. Save $60 per kit. That is $60 per kit at MyPatriotSupply.com. Take action. Use your agency. Action, action, action.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
Okay. Welcome back. Times of turbulence are here. Gold's at an all-time high today. President Trump has taken the Republican Party and turned it into the image of MAGA, his movement. New York Times is not happy about it. MSNBC is not happy about it. But particularly the Republican establishment, very unhappy about it. Although Mitch McConnell, who has not spoken to the president in 3 years, talk about a sign of disrespect. I mean, come on. Has not talked to him, has said he's come to the conclusion the party is, you know, predicated on the principles of Trump, the ideas of Trump, in the Trump movement, and so he's going to endorse. I was adamant when I heard people reaching out trying to work on that. We don't need his endorsement, don't want his endorsement, could care less about his endorsement. And say, well, Steve, you can't say that because the money, no, the money's going to make a decision you're making. It's not going to be Mitch McConnell's, oh, I'm going to endorse Trump or not. He is irrelevant right now. The moment he said that he was going to step down as the leader, he became irrelevant. They're already having a fight up there. And Cornyn. Cornyn was the first guy to make a move, and Cornyn is not going to win his primary again. You saw that last night. The muscle of the grassroots in Texas is unbelievable. They went up against all odds. They went up against all odds with virtually no money and had sweeping victories all over the state of Texas. Remember, you lose Texas, you're going to lose the country. And right now, they've taken it back from the establishment and made it full MAGA. Make sure you go to birchgold.com/Bannon. Go talk to the folks today, not just the gold's at an all-time high. It's the underlying forces. You see Bitcoin. You see these alternative investments. You see hedges like gold and silver, precious metals. What's going on? You need to get in back of it. And this should not be an emotional decision. It should be a decision that you've thought through. Then, as I say, get yourself a big pot of Warpath coffee. Go to warpath.coffee/warm. Get your discount. Go to Warpath Coffee. Make yourself a pot. Get the kids away. Get your friends away. Cut off the cell phones. Get away from the screens and go think. Now's the time to think. Just heard Kate Daly. She's talking about, hey, 24 is going to be a unique year and something you have to get ready for. That's one of the reasons we talk about the alternative patriot economy. We also talk about getting ahead, kind of the preparation or self-reliance part of it, and also the monetary part. So make sure you go check it out today. Just because President Trump, we've got the momentum. We're leading kind of across the board in every demographic. It's unbelievable, his numbers. But as Kate said with her listeners on her show, and she's one of the rising stars in this business, they're concerned about one thing, and that's the big steal. We can't have another 2020 again. And they're going to tell you how they're going to steal it. Mike Lindell, she's a rising star radio host out in Utah. And she said, hey, her listeners don't think enough is being done, right? They're very concerned there's not enough being done. So you're the guy the New York Times is fingering with Cleta and Catherine and others that are working behind the scenes to get stuff done. Is Kate and her listeners right? Or is their fear correct? That they fear with all the momentum, and this is an election about saving the country and taking back our republic, that we could actually jeopardize it by allowing them to steal it?
No, there's good, but they don't realize this. We're not the RNC, Steve. We were getting stuff done. The last 3 years, we've worked over 300,000 people. We've worked tirelessly every single day to get to secure our election platforms. I flew into Illinois yesterday. I'm in Illinois right now. I'm heading to the Capitol. But we had two great events in Chicago yesterday. And we're going across the country. What we're doing, if you go to lindellplan.com, we're going from the ground up. Every single county in the country we're approaching to go to paper ballots and count it. And you say, well, we don't have time. We have plenty of time. We have over 250 counties committed to that. We have lawyers and stuff going to legislatures, working on law changes to change back to the laws that were in place before the 2020 election, before all these crooked Secretary of States changed the laws illegally. And so we're working at all levels, even the highest level. We have something really big coming up at the Supreme Court, and we'll be talking about that as this week unfolds. Steve, we're doing everything you can imagine, everything possible. We need more people to get involved, absolutely. I have a new Mike Lindell Courage app out there. You go to the App Store, you get this Courage app. You can canvass your own neighborhood. You can get people that haven't voted in past elections. You can talk to them, get them engaged. I worked with Turning Point on this app, and they do the same things. All the stuff that people find in this country, the deviations and the that doesn't make sense, it all goes through my Election Crime Bureau. You can go to electioncrimebureau.com, learn all about it. We've got things going horizontally, vertically, everything across this country. We're doing everything we can to get these elections secure enough so we get back our real president, Donald Trump. And then once he gets in, the first thing he's going to do is clean up our election platforms, the voter rolls, same-day voting, paper ballots, hand-counted, all these things that we've got to get to. Our elections are deemed critical infrastructure, and we've got to get there. We've got to treat them as such. Other countries do, France, Germany, the Netherlands, now Argentina, Taiwan. They treat their elections like they're sacred, which they are. Everything comes from a manifest from a stolen election or elections. And what we're gonna save our country.
Tell me about our audience is raving about the open box. Talk to us about what you're to cut to the chase. Our audience loves when you come on and give them updates about what we're doing on election crimes, election fraud. But they even like better the special deals that you give them for the War Room Posse. So what do you got for us?
Well, we've got a big surprise today.
I hate to be so brazen.
Well, besides the open box special, everybody, you've all seen our outlet store in Minnesota. We went through our factory. I was there the other day. We're very long. We're overstocked because we had got these percale sheets for two box stores that had come back. And here's the open box special, the 1999 slippers. Now they're going fast. Once they're gone, obviously they're gone. And now today we've added, so you can go there and do all your shopping. Here it is, the percale bed sheets. We've got 25,000 of them. We have to liquidate at this price. Once that happens, that's it. $26.98 for the queen. This is an exclusive War Room special, $29.98 for the king size. You guys, once they're gone, they are gone of the ones that are overstocked. That's it. But promo code War Room. Or you can call 800-873-1062. You guys, these were regularly $99.98 and $119.98. I went in there. These are the box stores, once again, they turned on us. Their loss is your gain. And it was this fall where these two of them said, hey, we're going to order all these percale sheets. They backed out on us again, canceled my pillow and my employees again. So the War Room Posse, oh, wow. You guys come through every time. Oh.
So this is the guys when they did that, they just canceled your orders and you had to sit on the inventory?
Yeah, they canceled the order. Steve, they canceled the order. We got them in and they've done it right before Thanksgiving. They canceled, this is 3 weeks before Thanksgiving, canceled these big percale sheet orders and my pillow orders. This is part of where they tried to destroy my pillow so I couldn't be out doing what I'm doing out securing these elections. And they failed because of the War Room Posse. You guys help us out. You're getting them for basically cost because this is what they would have paid for them, Steve. So we're not gaining any money on it, but we've got to liquidate them because I don't want to keep them for next year. My employees can need the help now, and let's get them all bought up. And plus, it's the best best sleep of your life. These sheets are awesome, and it's all for the War Room posse. And then
MyPillow.com promo code War Room, MyStore.com promo code War Room, 800-873-1062. Tell the operators we're keeping them in business. We're not going to let them down. Use promo code WORM there also. Real quickly, Mike, I know you're up in Illinois and you're doing amazing work in your country. You are spending a lot of time in Texas. Give me a quick assessment of the massive victories we had on the grassroots in Texas last night against the Bush junta.
Absolutely, Steve. It's huge. We're getting victories all over the country. And one of the interesting things out of Texas was that Democrat that got to the polling thing and somebody already voted for her. You mean there's something wrong with these election platforms? I just can't tell everybody enough of that to keep the faith, because we're winning at every level. You just don't hear about it. Quit watching Fox News, everybody. Watch the War Room and get your news. Well, go over to Frank's Speech, Lindell TV. You guys need to hear all the successes, because courage is contagious. Everybody get out there and keep going at the grassroots level, and we are winning. And all these things, you know, before, Steve, when we got all this pushback from these uniparty Republicans, those blockers are starting to get pushed out of the way, which is a great thing, everybody. We're tired of the blockers. We're not going to stand for it anymore, and we are going to take back our country.
Mike Lindell, thank you very much for coming on. See you this afternoon. Good luck in Illinois today with all the work. I know you got like 7 events in 2 days, so keep grinding.
Yep. Thanks, Steve. Thanks, War Room Posse.
So you see where we've come on Super Tuesday, and now it's all general elections. We said it should have happened months ago, and really it would have, unless the donors came in and spent all this money with $390 million and had a phony, you know, primary program and debates and all that. Bird Brain dropped out today, 4 minutes. I think you could say maybe not so gracious, didn't endorse President Trump, but hey, whatever. On top of this, and layered on top of this, exactly what's happening in the House, we have to come to a realization that the McCarthy deal, which was horrible, terrible, McHenry and Graves, that deal, we said that you're not going to be able to overcome it. They're using that as an excuse now where they can't make any changes. The budget you're going to get, besides all the happy talk and spin, what's going to get passed this week is going to be the Pelosi 2022 number. With $30 billion added on top of it. That's what you're going to get. And essentially no significant policy changes, maybe some things on the margin. In addition, I think now it's got 700 earmarks. Now, I think the earmarks are going to come to $20 or $25 billion. But remember, all those years we fought to get earmarks out, because that's like the entry-level drug for the out-of-control spending. My point, there's no mentality. He had every opportunity to force Biden's hand and to force a government shutdown. And Biden would drive you to that. They're not going to just give up on this. And Johnson and the moderates took the easy way out. The easy way out is just go along to get along and say, hey, we'll get him next time. You can't have that mentality. The border, the Democrats' arrogance in this. And this is why I make sure the audience said, I'm not saying that Johnson has the ability to himself to actually shut down the border, but he can control a process to get the border shut down. He could force Biden into the room saying, you're not going to reopen your government. You're not getting a penny. And he needs Johnson to sign off on that until you shut the border. He doesn't have to have direct power. He can have indirect power. It's called leverage. This is what, you know, in warfare, in hostile takeovers, you know, my whole training, my career was about this. You have tremendous leverage, and you have not used the leverage. Why? Because you fear the establishment in the city, in the media, and particularly the what you saw on Rachel Maddow and the cackling last night. They fear that. We don't fear it. We think it's a joke. It's a dangerous joke, but it's a joke. You don't fear that. They fear that. And that's what you're going to see approved this week. And the ugly head of Ukraine, that money, even with Victoria Nuland, who threw in the towel yesterday, wanting to get out of town before Trump and MAGA take back over and start holding her accountable for what's happened in Ukraine and what's happened under your name and what's happened with your money in Ukraine. So this, in the great triumph we had last night, it's back to the ramparts. Now we got the House. And here's one of the reasons. You can't just dump all this on President Trump. I'll get into it right after the break. Bank of America, everybody's talking about what the Warren's been warning about now for over a year. What 2025 is going to look like next in the war room. For 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. We need to stand together and support companies that share our values. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to, but without funding the left. If you're sick and tired of the globalist leftist takeover of America's corporations, go to patriotmobile.com/BannonTV. That's patriotmobile.com/BannonTV and support a company that actually believes in America. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending the message that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, Second Amendment, and our military veterans and first responder heroes. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching incredibly easy. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. Just go to patriotmobile.com/BannonTV or call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT and get free activation today with the offer code Bannon. PatriotMobile.com/BannonTV or call 972-PATRIOT. Remember, take action, use your agency. Action, action, action.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Okay, we're going to be back 5 to 7 tonight. I think in the 6 o'clock hour, I'm going to step back and kind of break things down about where we stand and focus going forward, because there's a lot going on. I want to make sure that we're still clear-eyed. What would Lincoln in the movie? First thing is to see it exactly like it is and to stay focused on it. But we'll never get tired of winning. You're tired of winning? I'm not tired of winning. The big question out there right now, must get on top of, is the big steal. Elon Musk just came out after his big meeting with President Trump. Of course, they all leaked in, you know, President Trump met with Elon Musk. And so on. Just came out and says, I'm not giving to either presidential candidate. So, as you know, I'm not a huge fan of the man child, but that I'll leave that for another day on many different levels, but I'll leave that for another day. Charlie Kirk's up next, 2 hours of populist nationalism. Charlie and Charlie's group, Turning Point's doing some of our best work in this area. They had the pastors, and they're going to have poll watchers, probably one of the biggest groups. So you got Charlie, you got Turning Point USA, you got Cleta, you got Catherine Engelbrecht, you have Mike Lindell, and many others. So I think what we have to do is an organized effort here to get it all on the same page, because 8 months to go, Mark Elias and these guys, they understand what they're up against. Remember, they wanted to bury Trump, to bury this movement. Not in 6 billion years did they ever think last night would occur. If you talk to those folks in the first weeks and months after he got back to Mar-a-Lago, they thought it was over. Our enemies, the Republican establishment, the conservative media, including Fox being the biggest cheerleader, because old man Murdoch sent the email. I said, we are going to make him a non-person, and they made him a non-person, or tried to. They couldn't do that because he had enough MAGA media out there that said, no way. The election was stolen. And even Maggie Haberman and Jonathan Swan, two of the best reporters out there that cover the presidency and cover President Trump as good as anybody. Now, I don't agree with their take on the politics of it all, obviously. But they said in that huge piece they had a month ago, or about 3 weeks ago, that the single most important thing for President Trump's return to full-spectrum dominance was not doing what the establishment wanted him to do, both before he left the White House and afterwards. It's say, congratulate Biden, say he won, and I'll get him next time. No, he's not going to do that. Number one, it cut against the core of his being because he knows it was stolen. Like we know it was stolen. And every piece of evidence out there shows you it was stolen. And we're just supposed to forget that? We're just supposed to say, okay, attaboy. No, we're never going to do that. That's the power of Donald J. Trump. And That's why they hate him. They understand that his return to the White House, and you see already they're trying to get all the money around him because the campaign needs cash, right? They're going to try to get all the money around him, influence it. That's okay. That's just that's normal course of business. It's okay. Don't fret. Fear not. But they know Trump is going back to the set things right. And it has nothing to do with vengeance or anything like that. His best revenge is going to be his success. His success. And that means when it's Trump's success, it's America's success because he's the America first guy and the citizens because he puts the citizens first. That's what his revenge will be, is his success. And they can't have that because his success and his program is 180 out from the neoliberal neocons. And then you got the radicals. They're even farther than that. That's the fight we have. And now it's highly defined. My strongest recommendation to President Trump right now is call Biden out. When Biden totters up there for the State of the Union, of which I'm so honored the group asked me to come just and give a speech exactly to their group, to their donors, and to the folks that support them at the exact same time as Biden's saying, because I'm not going to watch the State of the Union. I could care less. Don't need angles of attack on that. That's just old man babbling. But President Trump should call. Hey, he says, hey, tough guy, you're a tough guy. Let's have a national debate on Monday night. Let's go. Just you and me, just up there. But put two microphones, right? So you got a whole weekend for Jill to get you all shot up and whatever they shoot you up on. He comes out, he's like the end of the movie El Cid, right? People say Bernie, weekend's Bernie's probably better. Weekend of Bernie's are El Cid with a strapping El Cid into the saddle. That's Biden. And President Trump, that's what we got to take on. But we have to make sure and we will commit that the work will get done, that they can't steal this and won't be able to steal it. Charlie Kirstenick, I'm going to be back 5 to 7. 5, we're going to have Boris on a live report from Palm Beach, exactly what's going on, kind of give us some guidance on the direction of things. Peter Navarro, who's got a lot to say about some of the analysis coming out of last night where he sees it going. Of all that you heard in the beginning, Chris Hayes probably had the most perceptive about the educated. And this plays off what Bhatia was saying yesterday about how the Democratic Party has gone to kind of a credentialized party, an underclass and then a billionaire overlords. But right below that is the credentialized college graduates. And these deadbeats won't pay for their loans back. They've got to have their loans paid off to be part of the club, get their union card. But President Trump's put together a coalition of a lot of non-college graduates. A lot of people work with their hands, a lot of the backbone of this country. Of course, the people with white rural rage are saying the worst people in this country. And we're going to prove who's right and who's wrong over the next 8 months, and then thereafter as President Trump gets back in the saddle and starts to govern. One thing we need you at the ramparts. We can't have you diverted. One way we can't have you diverted is like with your medical. Go to Jace Medical. They got the medical bags, they got all that. You go to jacemedical.com, they'll give you complete information. But the reason we love them and we partnered with them was because of supply chains. And you see the collapse now of the house of cards of the Chinese economy. Remember, unrestricted warfare, that's still what the CCP does best. Part of that unrestricted warfare is the supply chains of all 100% active pharmaceutical ingredients that are in your medicines, they have. So make sure you go to jacemedical.com today and make sure how they teach you how to end run that. Also, freely, we got to talk about my coffee, Warpath Coffee. This is how we stay jacked up in the warm. This is how we stay late at night working on all that curating and working on all that information from the from Super Tuesday. And here's fresh as a daisy in the morning, warpath.coffee/warroom. And, of course, what people are raving about, our new grass-fed beef liver. We got other stuff over the site, too, but I want you to go to sacredhumanhealth.com. Check out the, what is it, the greatest concentration of nutrients known to man or the animal kingdom? That is beef liver. This is grass-fed beef liver. You will get an energy jolt. Look at some of the, we're going to start putting up some of the endorsements from just folks like yourself. We're back here at 5 to 7. You're going to be in the war room. Come back and see us then.
I want to warn you of a huge change that could be coming to our money in our bank accounts. First, think back to 9/11, shortly after the government pushed through the Patriot Act. This gave the government power to spy on innocent Americans by monitoring our phone and email and tracking our movement across the internet. Now, Jim Rickards, editor of the independent financial newsletter Strategic Intelligence and New York Times bestselling author, is warning about a coming event that could elevate this governmental surveillance to a terrifying new level. In fact, some of the guests I've had on the War Room believe that the government will soon expand their powers to track our every move. If we say the wrong things on social media, donate to the wrong causes, buy firearms, or even vote MAGA, the government may be able to shut us out of our bank accounts. I can't say for sure if this will happen, but it's an interesting and dire warning. Fortunately, Jim Rickards, an American patriot and friend of mine, has made it his mission to educate us on what he believes is coming and how to protect yourself from the possibility of programmable money. Watch Jim's warning video now before it's censored like I've been in the past. Go to rickardswarroom.com. That's rickardswarroom.com now to see the video.
.com, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Use the code WARROOM at checkout to save 67% of your first shipment. That's code WARROOM at checkout to save 67%. And do it again. War Room Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. You need, if you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there. Do it today. Check it out.